Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Today, Brad Holmes is going to speak with the media. 4 o'clock, Lions general manager will do his postseason press conference. John, there's a lot of discussion about where this year went wrong and whether or not the window's closed. Is this a bump in the road, or is the window closed?
My opinion is this is a bump in the road. And the question is, like, all of the factors involved. Obviously, salary cap. That's going to be a big part of this. Injury complications. What's going on with Tyrion Arnold? Will he be able to, you know, come back and play? Same thing with Ennis Rakestraw. Nobody really thinks much of Ennis Rakestraw, but if he can come back, that's a cheap corner.
But both safeties are dealing with
both
injuries.
Safeties dealing with major injuries. And so that's a big question. Age. Obviously, Taylor Decker, the number one question is he going to come back? Is he going to retire? And when is he going to make that decision? And then empty draft picks. Like, there's just been too many in the last two drafts.
Yes.
And I'm not going to sit there and say they were awful drafts. They didn't get anything out of them. I'm still hopeful Tyrion Arnold will develop into a number two corner. And then you look at, like, Tyleek Williams. I think there's some hope that he can be a stalwart. I don't think he'll ever develop into Aleem McNeil at his best. But again, injury issues. Aleem McNeil.
Yeah.
We saw one game and then there was nothing.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of questions there. And I think they're in a position right now, early on in all of the contracts that they've handed out to drafted guys that have been, you know, key cogs for this team, that they're able to restructure those guys and either guarantee more money or add years on the end, kick things down the road a little bit, because whether it's Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, all of these guys that have gotten contracts, other than Kirby Joseph, like, you really believe that they're either entering the prime of their career or firmly in the middle of the prime of their career, so that if you add a couple of years or you guarantee more money to lessen the cap number this year, they're still going to be productive in the years to come.
Yeah, I would first just want to point out, windows exist. Like, this is something Brad Holmes fought. I'd really love to answer this question after hearing him speak today, because this is really on him for what he's going to do to address the many failings of this football team. I don't believe the window's closed with appropriate action. They still have a top 10 quarterback. They have studs at key positions: tackle, edge, middle linebacker, running back, wide receiver. So they still have the nucleus of a contender. What they're going to need to do is seriously invest in the trenches. They only have $13 million in cap space. This is why windows are real, because you start locking guys up and you have these boulders you have to move in the offseason to generate cap space. They will restructure Jared Goff's deal. They may restructure Amon-Ra St. Brown's deal. They may cut Graham Glasgow. Decker may retire. They can free up money and still attack this aggressively and be right back in it next year. They're going to play the Jets, Giants, Cardinals, Titans, teams picking in the top five. They're going to play the Saints, the Falcons, that lousy NFC South division. It's set up for them to bounce back next year so that this is a bump in the road. But I got to know Brad Holmes is going to take this more seriously than I've got my guys and we just run it back with my guys. You're going to need to be aggressive in manipulating the cap and chasing a title next year, not worrying about winning your second or third Super Bowl before you win your first. The idea that sustainable success forever and ever is not reality in the National Football League, and they learned that harsh lesson this year. I need to see them apply the lessons learned this offseason.
Right, and in regards to windows, there are certainly windows. You can, you know, windows close, but they don't have to be closed for long. Look at Les Snead, what they did with the Rams. And, hey, okay, a down year, but then you're right back in it. Look at Howie Roseman with the Eagles. Hey, maybe a year, and then all of a sudden you're right back in it. So even if the window, quote-unquote, were to be closed, and it's not this year, if it's 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, whatever that is, it doesn't have to be an extended period of time. Your window's open longer than it should be closed.
If you're doing things right. And I look at the Rams, who you mentioned, and the Eagles, two teams that are much more aggressive than Brad Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And those teams, you would think, would have to suffer the consequences for being aggressive. But in reality, John, there are very few blips. They are consistent contenders who play for and win Super Bowls. So it's not like the Lions are doing it better by playing the long game. Those teams are playing the short game, and they still have a runway. They've still maintained a level of success over year, over year, over year.
And how have they been more aggressive? It's not been in draft day trades. It's been aggressive in free agency. And famously for the Rams, it was F them picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have first round pick for what, 3 years, 4 years?
And somehow they only had one losing record in that time.
Right. And so, you know, I want him to be more aggressive, not on draft day and wheeling and dealing third and fourth and fifth round picks. I want him to be more aggressive in free agency and in trades.
And I think we also need to have a conversation about what we're doing with these third and fourth round picks. Special teams aces and 2 and 3 year projects, save that for the sixth and seventh round. Third round picks are supposed to be contributors on the field that season. Right?
Yes. So obviously Tesla was a much bigger contributor than Giovanni Manu.
Right. And Manu was a guy they took in the fourth, but I believe they gave up a third to go get.
Right. Broderick Martin.
Another example, yes. You know, Hendon Hooker.
Yes. Those are all great examples of you got zero. Not even a backup guy that's going to be around 5-6 years. Maybe he has a breakout season and he goes somewhere else and gets, you know, paid minimally. You didn't get anything from Broderick Martin. You didn't get anything from Hendon Hooker. You're not getting anything to this point from Giovanni Manu.
Right. It needs to be a shift towards, like, Kirby Joseph was a third round pick. Aleem McNeil was a third round pick. This is a little earlier in his tenure, and these were guys they were counting on to play football games. That needs
Monroe
to be
St. Brown, fourth round pick.
Exactly. That needs to be a return to those kind of guys, not the project guys in the middle of the draft. 248-539-9797. We want to hear from you guys. Is the window closed or is this a bump in the road? 248-539-9797. And again, Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. We want to know what you want to hear from the man when he steps up to the podium.
Yeah. And you and I think are both on the same page. Bump in the road.
Yes.
It's windows not closed.
Should be.
But I also don't think that, I mean, where would you say they are in terms of the window? It's certainly not the beginning of it. The beginning of it opened, and it may have opened early in the NFC Championship game. But if you're talking about pure windows, you're only really your second year into it. So it should be open for another 2 to maybe 3 years.
Coming into this year, I felt like they had 2 with the option to extend. They threw one of those years away.
Yep.
They got one more, and then it becomes a lot harder. Aiden's deal kicks in, and they're going to have to get real, real creative. Some of the responses coming in, we've got spots on the phones. We got texts coming in, 248-539-9797. Window closed or bump in the road? How are you feeling about the Lions as the offseason gets underway? Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. Guys, I would love someone to address Holmes' draft strategy the last 2 years, drafting majority injury-prone project players, Ryan in a truck. That has to change if they're going to get this thing going again. Guys, the Eagles had a 4-win season between Super Bowls, and Howie's aggressive deadline move has been a ghost. I want to reread that text for people. The Eagles had a 4-win season, which is supposed to be the gotcha point of this text, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles had a 4-win season. What a bunch of losers. Between Super Bowl wins, plural.
I knew that one was going to trigger him, John.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I know.
And it triggered me kind of, too.
Howie Roseman,
seriously.
What a schmuck. Between Super Bowls, plural, he had a losing season.
John, would you take one?
Would you take one losing season to win Super Bowls? I would.
Yeah.
That's the attempt to dunk on him is so laughable there. You got blocked at the rim, buddy.
You're just sitting there patting yourself on the back.
Lions can roll over their unused cap space. This is Jared and Jackson says it could put them in the middle of the pack for next season if they roll over the $22 million that he is reading about.
Yes, that's a fact. And that's why neither of us are sitting here saying the window is closed.
Shouldn't be.
With the rollover, with the cap that they have, with being able to restructure, because you're not going into this season with Jared Goff taking up, what, $65 million on the cap, and I know that it's in that ballpark.
No, it is. You're spot on. So it's just so people understand, this year Goff counts $32 million.
Yeah,
it more than doubles to $69 million for the upcoming season.
Yeah,
that's untenable if you're going to try to make major moves this offseason. So what they'll likely do, and I'm sure this was the plan all along, is you convert more. And John, you'd know this better, but you convert more of that
to guaranteed money.
Yes,
it spreads out over the years that are right there already in the contract. You can also add a year.
Avoid year if you need to. But yeah, you're going to guarantee him more money and you're going to kick that money over more seasons, and it will free up their ability to maybe add a center or a tackle or an edge player. But they have to do that part. They can't just free up the space and extend Gibbs and Campbell and say, we love our guys.
And at some point that bill does come due.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not this year and you can kick it down the road. That's where you start talking about the window being closed. And I don't know that you have to end up with a four-year or a four-win season like the Eagles had, but it was the same with the Rams, it's same with the Eagles, it's going to be the same with other teams, but like I said, that window should be closed for a much shorter period than the window is open.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, once you pay your quarterback, things get dicey, but you still have remedies, and one is going to be restructures. Now, eventually, to John's point, Aiden's deal will kick in. You'll have already restructured Sewell and St. Brown and Goff, and Aleem McNeil got paid, and Kirby Joseph, and then you throw in Jack Campbell and you throw in Jahmyr Gibbs. The cap will go up, but only so much. Eventually, you'll run out of space. They have not run out of runway right now, and they still have all these guys in the primes of their careers. It's just about making sure you don't forget about who you are. You need to be a tougher, more physical football team at the line of scrimmage. You achieve that with this schedule, you'll win 10, 12 games next year. You'll be in the playoffs. You'll be competing for a championship.
And when you do that, and you are in that part of the window being open where you're paying your star players, that's where you need really good, cheap talent. How do you acquire really good, cheap talent? You've got to nail the draft. The first three rounds of the draft have to be players that are contributors.
Yeah, it's really killing them is the 2024 draft.
Yes.
It's early on 2025. Tyleek could turn into something. Ratlidge, a year under his belt, could get even better. They could get some reinforcements in the trenches from the 25 draft. They just were asking too much of rookies for a team competing for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could look back at the 2025 draft and say, all right, Tyleek Williams, you know, it, looking down the road, all right, hey, nice pick. Tate Ratledge, nice pick. Isaac Tesla, nice pick. So it doesn't, no, again, it's still too early to be determined.
To grade that draft, I agree. But do you get what I'm saying is long term that may pan out, but they were asking too much of rookies. They were asking too much of their internal guys who had never played professional football before. Mm-hmm. And they can't make that mistake again of leaning on their own and thinking we're good. They're going to need to make sure. Those can be supplemental pieces. Those right. could be minor. If Tate Ratledge was the worst offensive lineman on the team this year, okay.
Well, he wasn't, but
that's my point, though, is if his rookie year, he was the fifth of five, that's good, but he wasn't.
Right.
Because they had other weak links around him. That's just not a formula to be successful for a rookie.
Right, but if you go in the draft, and I talk about contributors, and you acquire a left guard or a left tackle,
mm-hmm.
that's great, but then you need to go in free agency and address the center position.
Right.
And so there, you know, like it's got to go hand in hand.
So I'd think it's a bump in the road too, but I do the where I see it maybe being closed, I am a little concerned about this secondary. And what if Joseph can't play? What if Branch isn't coming back until four games left in the season next year?
Right, Thanksgiving.
And your two rookie corners from the draft a couple years ago,
yeah.
What if they're not good? What if one of them doesn't contribute? What, that secondary is a mess. Like you, so you have two messes then. You have an offensive line mess and a secondary mess. And I don't know if you can clean up both.
Well, okay, but priority's got to be the line of scrimmage first and foremost. Yes. And if I take a little bit of a hit in the secondary, then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop more into coverage. I'm going to play a little more zone. I'm going to try to help those guys out. And it's going to put extra pressure on my front four to win. But guess what? I'm going to invest in the trenches so I can do that.
Well, and think of where we were at the start of the season looking at Terrion Arnold. Terrion Arnold and DJ Reed, the replacement for Carlton Davis,
yeah.
along with Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. You're looking at that going, that's a pretty damn good group. And then all of a sudden, Terrion Arnold is not at all the player that you had hoped he would be. DJ Reed was good till he got hurt and then could never play the same level. And that was early in the season. And then the injuries happened to the safeties. Now, all of a sudden, that star-studded secondary has no stars.
Right.
Yeah, what if both are kind of broke?
Well, like, there's
that's,
possibility.
That is a scary place to go.
So, John, you dealt with an Achilles, but it's different playing in the trenches versus playing in space.
Right. And I mean, like, so this is why when we talk about Pistons, we talk about the Celtics and Jason Tatum. Like, an Achilles injury for an offensive lineman is much different than it is for somebody that's quick twitch, explosive. And when you're thinking about Brian Branch, like, I still think he's going to be a really good player. A lot of that has to go to mentality. It has to go to, you know, his football IQ, all of that stuff. But instead of being the Swiss Army knife in the secondary, now maybe he is just simply the strong safety.
Some of the text coming in. Guys, the window slammed shut, nailed down, painted it closed when they signed J-Mo and Joseph. We were a team that was acquiring talent and assets. Now we're shedding it. Another one. The window is closed unless Brad goes and gets four free agency moves, an all-pro center and tackle, an all-pro edge rusher, and another defensive lineman. Then he could redeem himself of his stupidity.
Okay, well, in one offseason,
it's not happening.
It's not happening,
no. A message to those that think the window's closed. Windows are made of glass. If you're doubting the Lions, get ready for us to break through that closed window. Well done, Costa. The blowhards all calling the Eagles out. Guys, you're not the Philadelphia Eagles. Go Birds, Ben in Farmington.
No, we're not. We haven't won a Super Bowl. We haven't won a Super Bowl.
I know.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.